今天荣幸能够到教会来聚来分享。
And it is an honor of mine to be able to share here today.
今天我早上来在这边参加崇拜的时候。
This morning when I was worshiping here.
我听到了各样的歌声。
I heard all kinds of singing.
尤其是以前我们唱的很比较旧诗歌。
And especially some of the older songs I used to sing.
再加了一些新的现在的诗歌。
And a few new songs.
其实旧诗歌非常好，非常好。
I love old hymns.
新的诗歌我想一样能够带领大家有一个更好的敬拜。
And I also enjoy new hymns which can help us to worship.
今天我分享的就是神让我平安的走过危机。
And this morning I'd like to share with you how God had carried me through the crisis in my life peacefully.
我们人生每一个人都会经过不同的危机。
And we will go through all kinds of crises in our life.
但是因为在危机中
Yet in during those crises,
我们才能够找到转机。
That's where we find the critical turning point.
我自己经历危机有两个大的危机。
And I've gone through two major crises in my life.
第一个是在1999年6月19号。
The first one is in June of 1999. On the 19th.
我带我女儿去到一个去那个弹琴的时候
and I brought my daughter to her piano lesson
当我回来的时候出了一个很大的车祸
on our way home we had a very severe accident
那个车祸是当我经过一个十字路口的时候被一个车子闯那个红绿灯号撞
and because we were waiting at the intersection and the car ran through the red light and hit us hard
我女儿就我们车子整整大概转了大概我想可能540圈吧我整个从一个540度不圈太多了540度我的车子这样来的整个转了一圈掉到另外一个那个加油站的最后方向是对了这个方向
and my car at least turned for over 540 degrees
during the impact
感谢神 and I thank God
当我下来的时候，我没有任何事情。
I was well and I was feeling well when I got off the car.
但我女儿，我问我旁边，因为撞的是 passenger side.
But because the impact on the passenger side, so I asked my daughter.
问她怎么样
？I asked her how she was doing.
那她讲不出话来。
She couldn't answer my question.
我也不知道发生什么事情。
And I didn't know what happened to her.
但是也是感谢神。
But I also thank God.
在那个交通，在那个十字路口旁边是 7-Eleven， 有坐一部警车坐那里。
Because right there at the intersection there was a 7-Eleven and in that parking lot there was a police car parking.
在我的右边就有一个消防队。
And there's a fire engine department at my right hand side.
所以事情一发生的时候，当我还能够回过神的时候，就警车和消防车马上在路口给挡住，通知了。
There were immediately after the impact.Both police car and the fire engine came by and blocked the intersection.
我们就被救护车带到一个广场，突然直升机下来了。
And we were brought to a square through an ambulance, and then we saw a helicopter came down.
就被带到 Long Beach 的一个 children hospital.
So she was airlifted to a children hospital in Long Beach.
在 ICU 里面，她因为是肺 clapped.
What happened was that her lung collapsed.So she was kept in ICU.
所以她没有办法讲话。当我问她的时候
，That's why she could not answer my question when I asked her.
但是神的保守以及弟兄姊妹的这个爱心
，And by the keeping power of our God and the love of brothers and sisters in the church.
以及弟兄姊妹的带导
，And a lot of prayer support.
我女儿在五天就出院。
She checked out of hospital in 5 days.
我感谢这样神的。这样的是我们经过了危机而弟兄姊妹的爱心以及弟兄姊妹的带导所以我们就很容易的这样度过这段时间
and because of the grace of God and the loving support prayer of many brothers and sisters we went through this crisis very very smoothly
我在 当时我就查了一节正好翻了一节圣经是以赛亚书43章
and at a time I was reading Bible and I saw Isaiah 43
翻到我来读一下了。
I would like to read it to you.
我从中间看，当我看的时候是，我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。 在第一节的中间那一段，四十三章。
In chapter 43, in verse 1, in the middle says, Fear not, for I have redeemed you, and I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
第二节，我从水中经过，我必与你同在。你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。你从水中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。
Verse 2 says, When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers,They will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze.
真是当我们站在危机的时候
And in time of crisis,
你要看到圣经里面讲得很清楚
Bible tells us so clearly.
我曾招你的名，我曾提你的名招你。
I have summoned you by name.
你是属于我的。
You are mine.
因为我们是属于神的。
Because we belong to God.
当你知道你是属神的。
When you know you belong to God.
下面讲得很清楚，你经水，你从水中经过，我必与你同在。
Therefore, in verse 2 says, When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
对，你看到当你经过危难的时候。
So when you go through difficulties in time.
神和你在一起。
God promises to be with us.
你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。
And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you.
那你看，你即使经过了那个河水，水都不会把你的漫过你的脚。
Which means if you go through a river, the water will not flood over you.
那下一节，我从火中行过，必不被烧。
And it says when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned.
火焰也不着在你身上。
And the flames will not set you ablaze.
这个其实我们就看到从那个是从但以理书里面讲得很清楚但以理的三个他的三个同工
And you see the application of this particular verse about fire in the book of Daniel and his three friends
当他们被丢到七倍火焰的火炉里去的时候
When they were thrown into the fire furnace where the fire was burned at seven times the usual temperature
他们并被绳索把捆绑住
And they were surrounded by God.
但当被丢进去的时候
When they were thrown into the fire furnace,
你不叫你他从当中从里面看的时候呢，看里面有四个人。
When the king looked from outside into the furnace, he saw instead of three, he saw four people.
中间一位就是神。
Because one of them was God.
有神与他们同在。
Because God was with them in the fire.
当他们出来的时候
And when they
他没有被烧伤
Not,
但是他们捆绑被去掉
Instead, whatever was binding them on their body was burned away.
这是我们看到
Therefore we know.
当神与同在的时候
When God is with us.
在你危机的时候
In a time of crisis.
神不会让你受伤
God will not let you be hurt.
而是把你的捆绑给放掉
Instead, through the crisis, he set you free.
感谢我们神
We thank our God for that.
第二件危机
The second crisis in my life
就是我的疾病
is the sickness I have.
当你们看我在台上的时候
When you look at me here
看起来蛮健康的
I look pretty healthy.
我其实也蛮健康的
Yes, I am pretty healthy.
但是我在去年四月的时候
April last year
胃有点不舒服
I suddenly feel this unease in my stomach.
所以我去做检查了。
So I went to have the check out.
去检查的时候呢，也没我做了大肠的检查。
So I had a colonoscopy.
检查没有什么问题。
Everything was fine.
但是我有一些这个泻肚子。
Yeah, I still have some diarrhea.
也没有管它。
And I just disregarded.
我也经常去捐血，我每那个三个礼拜去捐一次血。
And I regularly donate blood at a frequency about once every 3 weeks.
但是我有
3 weeks?
每三个礼拜上我就可以捐一次血。
Every 3 weeks.
那我捐血的时候呢，就是他帮我验的时候验红血球的指数。
And then before they cut my blood, they have to do some check.
那指数太低。
And they noticed one of the index was too low.
所以去到那个 doctor office 去检查，他们说你做一个胃镜检查。
So they recommend that I have my stomach checked out.
当我已经检查完了以后，我记得跟我小舅子一起去的。
And after that checkup, and I went with my brother-in-law here.
他检查说你胃里面有一些肿瘤。
They said we noticed some tumor in your stomach.
他说必须要做一些切片。
So we better have a biopsy.
那切片完了以后，第二天第四，等着检查完通知我叫我过去。
And about the following day, when they get the result, they asked me to go back.
我去了，我一个人去。
I went by myself.
那个医生说，怎么一个人来
？The doctor said, you came alone.
因为他说你的检查里面你有癌细胞。
He said, well, because the result the test is that you have cancer in your stomach.
但是我心里还是有平安。
Yeah, and even at that moment, I have peace in my heart.
因为什么事情要发生
？Because I know whatever is deemed to happen.
并不是你能够掌控的。
It's beyond my control.
所以呢，你高高兴兴去接受，或者是忧愁的接受。
So I can choose to accept the fact happily or sadly.
我想是一样的。
And I think that doesn't change the result.
你不能改变。
I cannot change whatever has happened to me.
圣经里面讲得很清楚。
And Bible says it clearly.
你有一个喜乐的心。
Bible tells us a joyful heart.
就是一个良药。
It's a good medicine.
对。当我们一个喜乐的心是一个最好的medicine.
So a joyful heart is the best medicine you can have.
真是要感谢我们的神，因为这件事情的发生。
And I thank my God because of what happened.
所以很多弟兄，当弟兄姊妹知道的时候
，And many brothers and sisters who heard about what happened to me.
他们就特别赶来为我祷告。
They came to my house and prayed for me.
我们就看到，真是弟兄姊妹爱就在这种显现。
And that's how they experience the love of brothers and sisters.
当他们来到我家的时候呢
？When they came to my house.
他们本来有个心说，哎呀，来怎么样安慰你
？They tried to comfort me.
但他们到家的时候呢，看到我还蛮喜乐的。
But they noticed how I was pretty joyful regardless of what happened.
虽然对他们也有了一些造就。
And therefore they were encouraged through my joy.
所以我想，我也跟他们分享一些，就是刚我们前面讲的。
And also share with them why I still had joy.
并且得了他们的鼓励。
And they also encouraged me greatly.
还有牧师也特别来到我们家。
And the pastor also visited us.
他从台湾大概一聚完会以后就到，知道这件事情到我们家来。
And he was in Taiwan. He finished his service there. Immediately he flew back and visited us in America.
他为我祷告
He prayed for me.
因为他也特别为在神的医治有他特别的一个看见
Because he personally has some unique experience about healing through God.
当他跟我分享的时候
So he shared with me what he has seen.
他也特别讲了一件事情
He talked about one specific particular thing.
我每个信神的人
He said every believer of God.
在你神在你的心中
If God is in you.
有大有小
and there are different sizes.
为什么会我们神有大有小呢
Why is the same God will have different sizes inside different believers?
因为你的信心的大小
It is determined by the size of our faith.
来决定你的神的大小
And the size of faith will determine the size of God in your life.
那圣经讲当你信心像芥菜种子那么小
And the Bible says if your faith is as little as a mustard seed.
你就可以移山
And that size is able to move mountains.
但当我们信心小的时候呢
？When your faith is small,
你可能什么事情都做不出来。
Many times you cannot move anything.
这是我们信心来决定我们神的大小。
The size of faith will determine how we experience God.
在这期间
，And during that period of time,
我们也看到各式各样的爱，尤其在家庭里的爱。
I witnessed all kinds of love manifested around me, especially love in my family.
Family members 都特别的照顾你。
And my family members pay extra attention to me.
尤其那一阵子，我和我太太是更有一些亲密的在晚上，尤其在晚上睡觉的时候。
Especially the relationship between me and my wife.
我们就用神的话语来宣告。
Before we sleep, we will proclaim the word of God together.
因为神的话是有能力的。
Because there's power in the word of God.
神的一句话创造了世界。
through his word, he created the whole world.
神的话语能够医治。
And his word can heal.
我这边找了一些经节。
And I'm looking to the Bible and I've seen these verses.
还有我们的话语来决定我们的命运。
And many times what we say will determine our fate.
箴言十八章二十一节说，姊妹说，
生 18:21 says，
生死在舌头之下。
And the death or life is determined by your tongue。
喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。
And those who love God will eat from the fruit He has generated。
路加福音六章四十五节。
Luke 6:45。
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
善人从他心中所存的善就发出善来。
And a good man will yield good fruit through the goodness in his heart.
恶人从他心中所存的恶就发出恶来。
Yet evil man will yield evilness from the evilness in his heart.
因心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
You will speak what's feeling inside your heart.
真的，我们的话语非常的重要。
Therefore, what we speak on or what we say is very important.
我们经常不小心的时候，说出了很多。不该说的话。
Sometimes we're so careless, we say things we shouldn't have said.
我们经常对我们孩子可能说一些，哎呀，你的功课不好啊，你是怎么样，要怎么样怎么样一些事情。
Sometimes we may rebuke our children and say something negative.
这就是你的话语。
And that's the words we spoke.
当你说的时候，可能就进到你的心里了。
And when you say that, words enter into your children's heart.
所以话语非常重要。
Therefore, watch out what you say.
要常说一些正面的话。
Instead, you should say something positive.
当你说正面的话，就进到你的心里。
And when you say something positive, that positiveness will enter into your heart too.
就会对你，当你有疾病的时候，你赞美神，你宣告神的话语的时候，神在主耶稣在钉十字架上就为你，已经为你舍命，已经在因为神的鞭伤已经医治了你。
And because right before he was crucified on the cross, he was whipped. And the Bible tells us by his whipping, we are healed.
所以神的话语是有医治的能力的。
Therefore, there is healing power in the word of God.
因为神的爱使弟兄姊妹，我们遇到了一位姊妹和一个弟兄，他们特别有一些医治的，有一些特别的医治的这个食疗的方式。
And because of love God, we actually get to meet with one brother and one sister who has been so experienced in how to treat your health through your diet.
所以因为他介绍了一些这个食物的疗法，使我们吃我的身体能够有一个比较好的一个规律。
Because they suggest the treatment and a diet plan help me to recover much better.
当我们知道世俗上有世俗的疗法。
Yes, in this world, there are all kinds of treatments available.
神也有用属灵的医治方法。
And in God, He has His way to heal us spiritually.
神的医治就是种植他的话。
And God's healing method is to through His words.
因为神的话语医治。
To plant His words in our heart because there are healing power in His words.
神的医治不需要钱的。
And also, God's treatment is free.
当你得了神的话语，因为神的话语的医治了，你就可能不需要医治的时候就可以好了。
And many times when you're healed through listening to the word of God, you don't even have to spend money to go to the worldly doctors.
我自己在有参加一些特会，就专门参加一些医治的特会。
And I attended a few healing retreats and conferences.
然后在这医治的时候呢？我自己本身已经觉得得到了医治。
And during those meetings, I personally felt I was healed.
但在这里我也学到一个功课。
But I also learned something.
这功课就是当神你被神医治的时候呢，你特别要感谢神，还有要如何来见证神。
And I learned one very important thing: once God heals you, you need to learn how to testify what He has done.
神医治是真实的。
His healing is real.
因为我们神是真的。
Because our God is real.
在这医治中，其实我们也看到了蛮多的事情。
And we have seen so many things in this healing process.
当你每一个人的医治呢不同。
And everyone's healed differently.
哎，有人可能是这样迹象，有人可能那样迹象。
Some may be healing this way, some may be the other way.
当我自己觉得医治的时候
，When I feel that I was healed,
心里也有一些挣扎。
I was struggling.
到底是真的医治呢，还是假的医治
？I was trying to figure out is this real or not.
我们每个人心里面可能也有这样的情形。
And I believe that's very common to people.
所以在这中间可能有两个征战。
So I face this conflict.
有一边的声音说你已经得了医治。
On one end, a voice says you are healed.
你不需要再做任何的事情。
You don't have to do anything anymore.
你吃一些正常的食物或者可以了。
Just eat normally, you'll be fine.
但是在另外一个声音。
But on the other end, there's another voice.
你可能还是要去做一些其他的医治。
I'm sorry.
你可能还在做一些不同的真正的去到医生的去做一些治疗。
He says maybe you should just go back to the doctor and have some medical treatment as well.
因为当你要见证神的时候。
Because when you testify what God has done.
你怎么说你被医治了
？How do you say you are healed?
因为你的医治并不是在外在。
Because it's not something external.
因为在外面的肿瘤或者是有一些东西你可以看得到。
Because tumors are, you know, something you can see from your eyes.
You can touch them.
And you can even touch it.
当你被医治的时候，你可能没有了。
Once you're healed, the tumors are gone.
Touch 不到了。
You can't feel it anymore.
但我说胃癌。
In my case, it's cancer in the stomach.
你如何跟人家说我被医治了
？How do I tell people and prove that I am healed?
这就是我们在我有一。我跟一些弟兄姊妹交通的时候呢
，And so I fellowship this with many brothers and sisters.
他说你要得医治，你可以虽然你是已经得了医治，但是你还是到医生那去可以检查一下，或者做一个胃的手术看一看。
They suggest that since you feel that you are healed, why don't you go back to the doctor and recheck what's the inside condition of your stomach?
这样也真的能够见证神，当你真的被医治的时候。
Then that will support your testimony about God's healing.
因为这有医生的证明。
Because you have the proof from the doctor.
所以因为这样的缘故呢，所以我就去跟医生去做了一个 appointment 去做一个开刀的手术。
So I made an appointment with the doctor, and a surgery was scheduled.
在这时间，那个医生刚把胃打开以后，帮我切除了四分之三的胃。
And when the doctor opened it up, he removed three quarters of my stomach.
并且拿了十八个淋巴，附近的十八个淋巴来做 check up.
And then he sampled 18 lymph nodes to check out.
最后的报告说没有任何一个淋巴有感染这个胃。
And the result of the test is that none of the 18 lymph nodes has any sign of cancer cells.
所以这是一个很真实的。
And to me, this is something very real.
并不是说，当你有胃癌的时候，你有癌细胞的时候，别人检查出来的时候，但这个时候你自己割完胃了以后，再检查竟没有了癌细胞。
And this check is not done after he removed my stomach. It was just right at the same time they removed my lymph nodes and checked them out.
你说这个是不是神的医治呢
？You have to say this is God's healing, isn't it?
因为医生也不知道什么原因。
And the doctor cannot explain why.
但是我们知道我们神的话语有医治。
But we know there's healing power in the Word of God for sure.
还有。我刚才讲我女儿的见证。
And I was sharing the testimony about my daughter.
我们有一次同样参加了另外一次特会。
And we went to another retreat.
也是一个医治的特会。
It's also a healing retreat.
我刚才的故事没讲完。
And I didn't finish my story about her yet.
她车祸受伤以后呢，她的盆骨被撞歪了。
And after the accident, her pelvis was.Hit and then disoriented.
因为那个时候呢，她住院，所以出了院以后，在家里面待了一个月。
So she was confined in bed and stayed home for a month.
当一个月完了以后，在我们再检查的时候
，and after a month she was checked again，
照 X 光
，the X-ray，
发现她的那个盘骨裂了，而且没有长正
，indicated that her hip bone was had fat fracture and has not recovered completely。
但是医生说，假如要做再做一个手术的时候呢，必须把盘骨再打断、打裂掉。
In order to fix that problem, they need to perform a surgery on her and then break her hip bone.
才能够重新再把接正。
And then readjust and reconnect it so that we'll be in the right position, the right angle.
我们决定不这样做。
And we decided not to go through the procedure.
因为那个盆非常大，而且非常严重的一个手术。
Because that was some very major surgery.
在这次医治特会的时候。
So we went to the healing crusade right around that time.
讲员说
，The speaker，
神的医治是在每一个人身上
，indicate that God's healing can be performed on everybody，
并不要一个一个 touch 到就行了
，so he doesn't have to come and touch everyone，
因为神无所不在
，because God is everywhere。
当你相信的时候，神能够医治你；当你任何身体有病痛的时候呢，你可以在你病痛的时候按着手，在你疾病的地方你来宣告。
And all you need to have is your faith. And when God's performing healing, just lay hands on wherever your sickness is at, and God will heal you.
我女儿就把她的手放在她的盆屁股这个地方。
Therefore, my daughter, upon hearing his instruction, laid her hand on where this injury was.
她有感觉到。
And immediately she felt something.
那个时候在我还没有开刀之前。
And that was before my surgery.
她自己感觉她有医治了。
And she says that she was healed.
但她还是不愿意跟我们分享。
But she didn't want to tell us.
因为她说，神还没有医治我的父亲。
Because she felt she couldn't say that because my father wasn't healed yet. I shouldn't say about this.
但是当我检查完了以后，她在跟我和我太太分享。
And after they checked me out and noticed there's no cancer in my lymph nodes, she then shared with me and my wife.
她说那天她已经得了医治，她的。盆骨已经平了，她不会再感觉到她有好像有歪。
She said she was healed in the retreat and her hip bone is being brought back to the right position.
神的话有医治。
There's power in His word.
神是能够医治的。
And God is able to heal.
我自己本身也经历一件事情。
And I personally also experienced something.
当我被医治以后。
After I was healed.
有一位弟兄。
A brother.
同样也有一个蛮严重的一个癌症。
And also contract a cancer.
那我和另外一个弟兄就去到他家里面去。
So I along with another brother went to visit him.
我们就按手为他祷告。
And we lay our hands on him and we prayed together.
求神的能力。
We ask for God's power.
在他身上。
To be on him.
医治的能力。
To heal him.
因为神的话语是真实的。
And because the words of God is true.
是有能力的。
And have power.
当你领受神的话语的时候
，When you receive God, what God has said，
他就医治在你身上。
If healing can come upon you，
神的话语就是药，良药。
And His words are good medicine。
当你吃了这个神的药的时候
，When you take the medicine from God，
你就能得到神的医治。
You can be healed by Him。
几天以后，大概我想几天或一个礼拜以后
，Maybe a week or just a few days after our visit。
他说他也得到了医治。
He told us he was healed as well.
他原先蛮严重的，到三四期的时候得癌症。
And his cancer was at a stage either third or fourth.
但他没有在，医生跟他讲说你不要再治了。
And even doctor gave up on him. He said no, don't bother with treatment.
他也没有医治。
So he did not receive any treatment.
但是因为神的话语。
But because the word of God,
神的宣告，对神的宣告，话语宣告
，and the proclamation we made about God's words,
他也得到医治。
He was healed.
他到处传扬神的医治。
He went about and told people about God could heal.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters and friends,
当你有疾病的时候
，when you have sickness,
找医生没有错。
It is okay to see a doctor for help.
但是你要知道还有一件事情。
But you also have to know.
神的话语是有医治的。
There's healing power in the word of God.
人的医治是神并没有说不要去找医生。
God did not stop us from going to the doctors.
但神的话语还是一样的重要，在你身上。
But you have to know God's words are equally important.
人的尽头才是神的起头。
God cannot start His work until we have come to our end.
我们真是知道，神说的医治就是我们神的话语就是医治全身的良药。
We have to know the word of God is the best medicine to heal our whole being.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你有身体有疾病的时候，
Therefore, when you are sick,
找医生最好的方法还是求神。
The best way to seek counsel is through God.
神能医治你。
Because God can heal.
所以当你需要医治的时候，可以请弟兄姊妹来帮你祷告。
You can ask your brother and sister pray for you.
带着信心的祷告。
And to pray with faith.
你就能得到医治。
You will be healed.
谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you very much.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters. Yeah.
感谢神。
I thank God.
Before 我要见证神的时候，神让我听到一个更美好的见证。
Before I testify for Him, God help me to hear another wonderful testimony.
Yeah. 让我非常感动。
And I was so touched by what I heard.
今天我来到大家当中来分享我自己的经历。
And this morning I'm here to share with you my own experience.
把神的恩典告诉大家。
To share with you the grace of God.
我非常感谢神。
I'm very thankful to the Lord.
因为神已经给我一个喜乐的心。
Because God has given to me a joyful heart.
拿走我石头的心。
And He has removed my stony heart.
让我有在生命中有美好的见证。
So that I can have good testimony in my life.
有美满的家庭。
I have a great family.
更加有意义丰盛的人生。
And also I can live a life that's full of meaning.
Thank God 把荣耀归给至高神。
So I want to give Him all the glory and honor.
1998年十月份的时候。
In October 1998.
那时候，其实我都不认识神。
I was in a condition that I had no idea about God.
但是我是1995年就受洗了。
Even though I was baptized 3 years prior to that in 1995.
但是那时候只是一个挂名的基督徒。
And I was just a Christian in name.
当我有时间，不是神让我，是我有时间我就去参加主日崇拜。
It's up to me when I have time, I'll go to church and worship Him on Sunday.
但去到崇拜的时候，我还是信实临到我的时候，我就睡着了。
And when I sit in the congregation and when people are speaking, I will fall asleep.
所以这样受洗3年里面，我跟神没关系。
Therefore, those 3 years after my baptism, I really have no relationship with God.
我不认识他。
I didn't know anything about him.
但是他认识我。
But God knows me.
来到我的圣殿里就睡觉。
He recognized me who always fall asleep in my temple.
但是牧师一停声音的时候。
The moment the speaker stopped speaking.
我就醒了。
I will wake up.
所以其实牧师讲了什么我根本3年里面听不见一句。
Therefore I don't even hear anything from the speaker during those 3 years.
Why
is that?
因为我心中里面一直在比较，尽管我是受洗，因为我的家庭里面是拜偶像的家庭。
Because I was brought up in a idol worshiper family.
Yeah. 我来美国2年来美国，一直神一直在敲我的门。
And I came to this country in 1982, and God has been knocking on my door ever since.
但是我的心很硬。
But my heart was so hard.
因为我从小是拜偶像。
Because I used to worship idols since I was a child.
当 纯福音的人来到我身边，我都把他们空走了。
And when people try to share gospel with me, I would just kick them away.
我说我的神比你的神大。
And I say my God is bigger than yours.
我一求天，我就知道我发生什么事。
And I can figure out my fate by drawing lots.
所以神知道我心很硬。
So God knew that I was a hard-hearted person.
到92年的时候
，1992，
我的养母就在这个时间临终前，我才知道真有灵界的事情。
And my stepmother was about to pass away, and at that moment I realized there's really a spiritual realm.
她拜了一辈子的神。
She was an idol worshiper for life.
初一十五是吃素的。
She was not eating any meat on the 1st and the 15th of each month.
但是临终前为什么每天晚上都很恐惧，都是看见很多她不想看到的。
And I noticed, right before she passed away those days, every night she would see something dreadful and scary and she could not see.
Yeah. 天天都会告诉我谁来看他，谁要他过去。
And she would share me like every day there's these different characters come to try to take her away.
但是我那时候心中就想到灵界的事情。
Then it dawned on me there is a spiritual realm out there.
因为他告诉我我在等你回来的时候其实我已经离开这个世界，我去到一个很长很长的黑路，我不知道在哪里，但是突然有一个人叫我，你看快过河，然后你就关门的。
And she said, while you were away, I was taken out of the world. I went to this dark place, a long path, and there's a river. People says time to cross the river, and then the door will be shut.
但是她突然想到没见到我。
And then she said, I was about to cross the river, but it dawned on me that I haven't said goodbye to you.
她说我的小女儿还没见到我，一定要回来等她，就往回跑。
So she said, I haven't seen my youngest daughter yet. I need to see her before I leave. So she ran backward.
当她往回跑的时候，
while she was running back,
她就说后面有一股力量来抓住她。
She said, there is a force behind me trying to catch me.
但是她他心中要往回跑，结果他就跑回来，就看到有光的地方。
So she ran towards where there's a little dim light.
那时候就围着他的人都在喊他。
And then people surrounding her was calling her name.
他这样呢已经停了，大概已经一天半有多了。
She was in that condition for about 1.5 days.
结果当他醒过来的时候，家里人就把他送到医院去。
And while she woke up from a coma, the family rushed her to the doctors, to the hospital.
他就凭着一个意念要等我，要见我。
Because she had this determination that she had to say goodbye to me.
那时候是中国的大年初一。
And the time was the Chinese New Year.
他等到我是等了我两个多月。
She waited for me for about 2 months.
一直等到我3月6号才回到去。
And I did not return home until March the 6th.
他就告诉我这样的一个故事。
And when she saw me, she told me what happened.
当时我就以为他这个是精神上病态里面的混乱而已。
And I thought she was just confused mentally.
但是每天我在医院陪他，晚上陪他的时候，他所讲的都让我感觉到，他白天没有这种恐惧，一到晚上，很多他看到很多灵界的东西。
And I was accompanying her in the hospital during those days, and you know, during the daytime she's fine, but at night she would just see all these spiritual features.
从那时候我就知道哦，真有灵界。
And I realized there is really something out there in the spiritual realm.
嗯，当我回来美国，我就开始去找牧师去问这个事情。
Yeah, but after I returned to this country, I started seeking counsel with pastors and asking those questions.
嗯，他就告诉我。
And my pastor told me.
嗯，在圣经里面是有提。
Yes, Bible has clearly stated.
有有灵界。
There's a spiritual realm.
嗯，但是我这心很硬的，从92年。只是问，其实自己都没看圣经，去的见到牧师就问了一大堆我不能理解的东西，这样也问了3年。
And I asked my pastor those questions for about 3 years long, from 92 to 95.
问到95年的时候，牧师都没得回答我了，他就因为我很爱看佛经以前。所以我问很多问题，他就说你自己去看传道书。
And he knew that I used to study a lot of books and publications in my faith, which is the Buddha. And so he said, you can go and study the Bible yourself in the book of in
传道书。
It's classics.
Yeah. 但是我心硬，你看怎么看也看不明白。
But no matter how hard I try,
神的灵不在你的身上。
Because I did not have the Spirit of God in me, so I couldn't understand.
我跟神没关系。
I have no relationship with God.
所以，但是牧师就讲，你不明白。但是如果你受洗了，你神的灵与你同在，你就能明白。
So my pastor told me, because you don't believe in him and you are not baptized, so the Spirit of God is not in you, so when you read the Word of God, you cannot understand it.
所以那时候我就带着一个好奇的心。
So with a curious heart.
不是一个感动的心。
Not because I was touched or moved.
我就跟 pastor 讲我要受洗。
I told my pastor, I want to be baptized.
Yeah.但是，受洗一直对我生命里面跟神都没有关系。
Even I was baptized, I did not have a relationship with God yet.
那时候我心中里面还是很抗拒神，我就心中就想我的意念。就如果神在我面前给我看见，我就信了。
At the time, I was still very resistant and very stubborn. I even had this thought that if God appears to me, then I will believe him.
所以我去到听到的时候，我都觉得这些我都懂。
So when I listened to the sermon, I felt that I knew all of them.
所以就呼呼大睡。
So I will fall asleep.
所以神就知道。我就这样一个石头的心。
And God knew I had such a stony heart.
他要帮我 change 我的心。
And He had a plan to change my heart.
这其实在我这样受洗到我98年这一段时间，其实我一直身体都不好。
And therefore, from my baptism in 1995 till 1998, my physical condition wasn't good.
因为我来美国是为了追求金钱。
I came to this country to pursue wealth and money.
我要追求到我满足的数目。
And I need to pursue a certain goal that I have set for myself.
所以我不在乎我的家庭。
So I really didn't pay much attention to my family.
只在乎我的工作。
All I care was my job, my career.
所以这样几年下来了，我一直身体一直往下坡。
And my physical condition deteriorated as I was pursuing my career.
直到98年，我就发现我两个手都几乎举不起了，累了。但是回到公司，我都不敢。给老板知道我的身体越来越不行。
And until 98, to a point I couldn't raise my two arms, but I dare not to let my boss know my condition.
但是那时候我先生一直劝我，你要停下你的工作， 你不做工我都能养活你。
And my husband keep on advising me, says, stop working, I can take care of you.
但是我是一个很骄傲的人。
But I was a very proud person.
我说我赚钱比你多。
And I said, you know, I make more money than you do.
我你才赚了六七万，我已经超过你几万，你怎么养我？
And I make much more than you do. How can you say you can take care of me?
我要买一件衣服一千多块。
And when I go shopping, I like to buy a dress that costs $1,000.
我不愿意再过我以前那种贫穷的生活。
And I don't want to live in the poor condition anymore.
所以，我先生跟我越来越不能理解，他不能理解我，我也不能理解他。
So the gap between me and my husband started to build up.I don't understand him anymore, and neither could he understand me.
他越来越敬虔。
And he became more and more godly and reverent.
我就觉得他越来越傻乎乎。
And to me, he becomes more stupid than before.
不用吃饭都可以过活的。
It is to me that, to me, he could live without bother to eat.
但是我说，我不能离开金钱生活。
And to me, my life is money focused and money centered. I cannot live without money.
所以我们是我厌弃他。
Therefore, at the time, I despised him.
我觉得一个这样不可思议人在你身边，你是很烦的。
And I feel he was very annoying me because he was just ridiculous.
他天天告诉你神怎么样，神怎么样。
Every day he tried to tell me about things about God.
吃饭还要你祷告，他说你现在是基督徒，你也要祷告。
And before we eat, he always reminded you, you have to give thanks before you eat. You are a Christian now.
但是我那时候身体越来越 worse.
And my physical condition deteriorated and become worse and worse.
我就想，如果我祷告就有饭吃，那我还要上班。
And I said, if I can just pray and there will be food provided for me, then I don't have to work.
所以，我跟他在同一个饭桌里面吃饭，都是两种心情。
Even though we're dining at the same table, we're surely in two different conditions.
所以，就在这样的时间里面。
And right around that time,
我先生就邀请我去安静去夏威夷去度一个假。
And my husband brought me to Hawaii for vacation.
就想我通过度假里面，他让我明白生命知道。
And he wants me to find a way of life or the meaning of life during that relaxed time.
但是我是非常勉强，因为我在公司是当主管，我非常勉强放下我的工作，只有一个礼拜给他。
And I was the manager in my company. I was very busy, but because of his request, reluctantly I took a week off.
And, 但是到了夏威夷。
When we went to Hawaii,
我上山发现我两个腿不行。
And we were hiking, and I realized I was so weak.
我先生就要我回来，马上要电路圈全身。
So my husband insists that upon returning to the United States, I need to do a full body checkup.
然后就在98年10月份的时候，我就捐了血，就发现身体，身体里面那个淋巴系统出了状外。
And then in October, I had a physical checkup, and I realized there's a problem with my lymph nodes.
免疫系统也出了状况。
And there's a problem with my immunity system.
乳房里面也长了两个肿瘤。
And those, there are two tumors in my breast.
但是我不知道。
And I didn't know about it.
所以医生就说，你两个手，你两个肩膀，这样都不能，就跟你这个肿瘤淋巴系统有关。
And the doctor said that that was the reason why you couldn't live up in both arms.
一个肿瘤大的是三乘五。
And one tumor is in the size of 3 × 5 cm.
核桃这样大。
It's in the size of a walnut.
一个是花生样大的。
The other one is in the size of a peanut.
但是他反复去检查是一个实体的肿瘤。
And then, they checked me back and forth and realized it's a solid mass in those tumors.
但当时是不痛。
At that time, I was not in pain.
所以我不知道。
So I didn't know.
因为当时那个肿瘤摸上去还能移动。
And when I touched the tumor, I could actually move them around.
所以，我两个医生都建议去动手术把它拿出来。
So both my doctors says you should just remove it and have a biopsy done.
Yeah.检查拿出来检查这两个肿瘤的状况是恶性的还是良性。
So that we can determine whether it's cancerous.
但是我还不在意。
And at time I wasn't really paying attention.
工作金钱比我生命觉得还重要。
Money is still the priority of my life, even higher priority than my own health.
我不给。除了我先生知道，谁都不知道。
And nobody else knew my condition other than my husband.
Yeah. 但是我跟医生约了，他说，因为我当时是移动的肿瘤。
Because at time my tumor was movable.
所以呢，他就要我一个多月。安排我一个多月后来手术。
So he scheduled me to be have the surgery a month afterwards.
当时我就想，因为我家里都有种癌症的遗传。
But then I thought about my family members. We have quite a few people in our family have cancers.
我姐姐36岁。
My older sister at the age of 36.
就鼻咽癌就是一个肿瘤在这里是良性的一动完手术半年就没有了
and she had a tumor in her nose and she passed away 多久半年 six months after the surgery she passed away
所以我心里就想 before 我做手术我就把我最爱吃的东西先吃
therefore I decide you know I'm going to eat all my favorite food before my surgery
我因为我看到他不能吃，动完手术不能吃，不能走路那种可怕。
And because I saw how my sister suffered, she couldn't eat anything after the surgery.
所以呢，我当时工作是在 Manhattan.
I work in Manhattan at the time.
And 那个地方是 international food.
You know that's where the international food are available.
什么好吃你都可以吃，只要你有钱。
As long as you have money, you pretty much can find anything you want to eat.
所以呢，那些海鲜啊、烧烤啊，我知道这些手术完就一定医生都不会让我吃的，
no,
我就先吃。
Now let me eat all this all kinds of seafood and barbecues, so I decide I will eat them now.
但是我就吃出来，吃本来不痛的，
problem,
本来移动的，但是我这样吃。
After I ate like that without any control, and the movable tumor become fixed.And then I used to have no pain, now I have pain.
平常一天三顿。
And I used to eat three meals a day.
但是那手术前我就一天四顿，临睡觉前都要吃点东西。
And then I started eating four to five meals a day, even before I sleep, I had to eat something.
我好像是在准备以后没得吃。
So I was planning that no more eating after the surgery.
但是一个礼拜后
and after a week
我那个肿瘤就一滴一滴在长大
and my tumor starts to grow
长大粘在骨头上面
and then to a point it's fixed on my bone
长到一个 kiwi 一个核桃这样长到一个 kiwi 这样粘在骨头上凸出来
and the one that was in the size of a walnut has grown into the size of a kiwi and it sticks on one of my bonesAnd you can see it's pointing out on your skin.
所以我是吃出痛来了。
And actually, because of my careless eating habit, brought forth the growth of the tumor.
但是在那个时候我就一粘在骨头上背就痛了。
And my back starts to hurt too.
只要碰到它也痛了。
And if I touch it, it hurts too.
所以晚上发热出汗。
And at night, I would have the heat flashes, and I would sweat a lot.
我马上很恐惧，这个时间我就恐惧。
When that happens, I started to panic.
因为我姐姐临终前是发热出汗痛。
Because that's the same condition my sister had while she right before she passed away.
我就觉得我没动手术就已经到了这个状况了。
And I realized even before the surgery was performed, I already in this condition.
实在很快。
And is rapidly deteriorating.
所以那时候就很紧张。
So I was very nervous.
但是呢，就我先生就说。他说我们为你祷告。
And my husband says we'll pray for you.
我心中觉得祷告有用吗
？And I was questioning, is it going to help? Prayer helping?
嗯，我先生就一直安慰我，我就觉得他这样讲是安慰我为你祷告。
And I thought he just say that to comfort me. So he said I will pray for you.
嗯。他就推销他的神给我。
He started to solicit his God to me.
我就觉得，如果你的神是真活的，现在来到我面前，让我miracle就没了。
And I said, well, if your God is real, he should appear to me, and then will perform a miracle, and the tumor be gone.
神的意念高过我的意念。
But God's thought is much better than mine.
他知道我一直在。怀疑他的真实。
He knew I have doubt in my heart.
他知道我不相信他，不认识他。
He knew that I didn't know him. I did not believe him either.
所以有一天晚上
，And one night,
我实在太痛。
I was in such a pain.
我已经两个晚上不能睡觉，整整两个晚上不能睡觉。
And I could sleep for two nights already.
我就想。如果我先生说这个神是真，那我就来自己问。我不敢跟先生一起问，我自己在另外一个房间里面关起来问。
And I went to another room. I figured out, okay, if the God of my husband is real, let me find out. I need to ask him. But I ask myself.
我要证明他讲的神是真还是假。
I need to prove whether his God is real or not.
我就这样问。
神啊 ，God。
如果你是真的
If you are real,
你就告诉我
Please tell me,
我有的治还是没得治
Am I going to be healed or not?
如果没得治
If this is not curable,
那你现在就拿走我
Please just take me up.
我不要像我姐姐这样死得非常痛苦
I don't want to die the same manner my sister died.
完全是骨头跟皮包这样离开
She became so skinny and then she passed away.
我看到这个形象都不像人了
And she has lost the form of a woman.
我那个自尊心太重，我觉得不要这个形象离开，让我先生看到我这个模样。
And I was so proud. I said, you know, don't let me suffer to the point like my sister. And I don't want my husband to see me dying this shape.
我在跟神讲。
So while I was talking to God,
如果我有的治
and I said, God, if this is curable,
你就给药，给医生给我。
Please provide me the right doctor and the medication.
因为我白天去问医生，我现在这样胆大，这样痛，能不能马上动手术？
Because I asked my doctor, can I have the surgery performed right away? Because it's growing so fast.
医生就告诉我，你可以回家吃止痛药。
Doctor says, go take some painkiller.
因为，你这个状况都是正常反应。
And what you are developing now is very normal for your situation.
我就急着打电话到北京肿瘤医院。
And I called his cancer hospital in Beijing.
广州的肿瘤医生。
And also a doctor in 广州。
他们都给我一个建议。
They all made the same suggestion.
先做化疗
，do chemotherapy first，
把这个肿瘤离开骨头
，so that the hopefully the tumor will depart from the bone，
才去把它拿出来
，and then you perform surgery to remove the tumor。
如果现在你这样动的时候，它会扩散到骨头里面
，because if you perform surgery now, it might just spread into the bones。
我又跟我的医生讲
，so I told my doctors here。
我说能不能现在做化疗
？And I have chemotherapy now.
医生问你是医生还是我是医生
？And doctor says, who do you think you are? Are you the doctor or I am the doctor?
所以我遇到这样，我就好像是没办法，我以为我自己能帮助我自己，用钱用各种方法来帮我自己，但是突然我发现我无能。
And then I realized I really cannot help myself. I'm at a point that I could do nothing to change the situation.
钱不能帮助。
Money could not help me.
我丈夫的安慰好像是苦弄我。
And the comfort from my husband wasn't helping me.
所以我那个时候觉得很绝望。
I felt so hopeless.
我就在这个时间，我这样问神，神知道我是。在寻求。
And when I was asking God those questions, whether I'm true or not, God knew I was honestly seeking an answer.
他知道我觉得自己无能。
He knew that I realized I was not able to do anything.
来求告他。
Therefore, I'm there to ask for His help.
但是神在这个时间让我看见他。
God showed me Himself.
我。祷告完，连奉耶稣基督名求都不会讲，我就赶紧打开圣经。
I didn't know how to pray. I didn't even end with in Jesus' name I pray. And after my prayer, I just opened up the Bible.
一打开圣经。
And when I opened up the Bible,
列王记上二十章，一打开看见。
It's 下还是什么？
下。
The Second Kings.
一打开就看到，哦，但是我对圣经不熟，所以我看到这个经文，我也不能明白。
And because I really didn't study Bible before, so I flipped through a certain passage, I had no idea what I was reading either.
但是我 only 明白一句话。
But there was only one sentence I understood.
他说，你。一死你不能活。
I saw this one word, you will surely die.
因为他上面就讲那个王自己呢在神面前怎么有一个完全的心，我就发现我跟神没不认识他，我怎么有这神要怎么叫完全的心，那我就一定死了。
And here's, because this is the statement God made to the king Hezekiah, says, because you are going to die, you will not recover.
所以求完以后我心里就一直在发毛。
And so after my friend and after I saw what happened in this chapter, I just didn't have a good feeling.
And then 我想 maybe 我先生这个神是真的，因为他告诉我你必定要死。
And then Donald Lee said, I think my husband's God is real because he actually said that I'm going to die.
但是过了两天，我一从那看了这句话，我一直在想我的人生。
And after I saw the passage and I started thinking about my whole life.
我是不是真的做到有完全？
Am I perfect? Because the Bible describes that King has been perfect.
但是我知道一点完全的东西在神面前都没有。
And I know in the eyes of God I've done nothing that's perfect.
神不在世界里面不喜欢我们拜偶像。
And God didn't like us worship idols.
我从小就拜。
And I worship idols since I was a child.
那一定要洗。
Of course, I should die.
所以我知道我每一点踏进去，存活的机会都没有。
And I think there's no chance I will survive.
所以我过了两天，再那时候我真的谦卑上来了。
I really humbled myself during that period of time.
我跪上来。
So I kneeled down again.
我跟神讲，啊，我知道你是真实的神。
I said, God, I know now that you are real.
连我拜偶像你都知道。
And you even know that I've been worshiping idols since I was little.
但是我请你现在就拿走我。
But my request is that, you know, just take me my life now.
我知道我不能存活了。
And because I know I will surely die.
但是如果现在我这样模样 离开我是感恩的。
If I can live in this condition, in this shape, I'm very thankful.
所以我祷告，祷告完我还学会奉主耶稣基督名求。
And this time I learned to end my prayer by saying, in Jesus' name I pray.
所以一个石头的心，神一点一点把它敲开，真的不容易。
And it takes God a lot of work to knock on my stony heart.
Yeah. And 我又打开圣经。
And again, I open my Bible.
以赛亚书三十八章。
And this time it's not 17, but I turn to Isaiah 38.
我就觉得怎么我一打开圣经都是讲这个病人。
And again, they talk about the king Hezekiah. I said, why is that? Every time I open the Bible, it's always the same king, the same sickness.
我马上把它关起
来。So immediately I closed my Bible.
我很怕。
I was so afraid.
因为神好像很真实。怎么一打开就告诉你死定的。
And every time I open the Bible, the message is that you will surely die.
And, 但是我心里还不甘心。
But I did not give up.
第二天早上
day,
我先生醒过来的时候。
And after my husband woke up from sleep.
我就问怎么圣经我一打开都是这个。病人的故事。
And I said, why is your Bible always the same story? I flip over twice, it's always the same story.
是不是每一次你们读 Bible 都要读这个病人的故事？
Is this the same story repeating everywhere else in the Bible that you have to study of course?
他说你怎么知道这个故事？
He said, how did you find out the story?
我就告诉他我第一趟祷告，你说你的神是真的，我就祷告，他就给我这个故事。昨天晚上祷告，他又给我这个故事。
So I told what happened. I prayed two times, and every time God gave me the same story.
所以我就告诉他，我就死定了。
So and I'm pretty clear. I'm surely die.
啊，我赚的钱就留给你用了。
Therefore, you get to inherit all the money I made.
你看我多伟大。
Look how great of your wife is.
我现在我都不再吃了。
I'll also stop eating those food too.
越吃越痛，我不再吃了。
So I will not spend money.
钱对我来说没用了。
So money has, I have nothing to do with money anymore.
但我先生跟神有关系。
But because my husband has a good relationship with God.
他认识神。
He knew God.
他看完
这两章。He read the two passages I saw.
他就问我。
So he asked me.
你想当一个活人还是当一个死人？
Do you want to be a living person or a dead person?
我说你的神是真的。
I said, well, your God is real.
他告诉我，我一定死定的。
And he said, I will surely die.
活人跟死人有什么两样？
So why did you ask what's the difference whether I want to be a living person or a dead person?
所以我就觉得连这个手术我都不用动了。但是我
husband led me to study the book of Isaiah together.
他说你赞美神，你要称谢神，只有活人才能称谢神。
Well, you need to praise God, give thanks. Only living person can do that.
如果你不想死，
If you don't want to die yet,
你就赞美神。
Then praise God.
我说这样容易的事。
I said just like that.
这样可以改变赞美，我就能存活。
If I praise Him, I will live.
所以，我先生就说，如果西西家王不是明白神的话，他不会讲给你听。阴间不能称谢神。
And if King Hezekiah did not know God well enough, he will not say what he wrote here, that in hell no one can praise you.
死亡不能颂扬你。
And neither can death give you death.
所以我先生就要我，你现在要赞美歌唱来称谢神，你就 become to 活人。
So he said you should praise God and give thanks so that you will become a living person.
你就在神面前有完全的机会。
Then you have a chance to become complete and perfect in the eyes of God.
你也能得到治疗的机会。
And then you might have a chance to be healed.
他就说神医治你。
He said God can heal you.
他说你看这个病人用无花果敷在肿瘤上面都能好。
God's instruction here is apply the fig cake on the wounds and he was healed.
我看他讲话好像真是傻乎乎的。
And I thought his comment wasn't very wise.
这个是 story.
This is just a story in the Bible.
这不是真的。
It's not real.
人家举例讲用什么放在他的肿瘤上面他会好，一个故事。
And this is just a story that describes how he was healed.
但是我先生他知道我的心中还不再相信，但是他就不管我，就马上去买无花果回来，就做无花果饼。
And my husband went to the market immediately to buy the dry fig and he made a cake out of it.
我说你赶紧上班吧。
And I said, why don't you just go to work?
他说今天我就不上班了。
他说 exciting.
他说神两趟都说无法我给你。
Yes, I'm excited because both passages refer to the healing treatment by through the fig.
他回来就弄。当时我煮拿东西煮饭整个身体都是痛的。
At that time, when I move around the lips and pots and pans, I will be in pain.
所以他全弄给我。
But he did all that for me.
弄完还要我敷在肿瘤上面。
And he cut the figs and then make it to a mushy cake and then apply them on my wound, on my tumor.
我告诉他这样的故事你都相信，所以你这样你去到教堂，去到在家里每顿饭都这样的，这个就是你信的东西。
And so this is your faith, your belief. You go to church and you worship God even before taking meals. This is your faith.
所以我说你这些东西不真实。
And I don't think they're real.
但是只有一句话真实。
But there's only one statement that's real.
是你不能存活。
Is that I will surely die.
所以我先生也不跟我争论，他是脾气很好的。
And my husband is a very mild tempered man. He didn't even bother to argue with me.
所以他说无论怎么样，现在你这样痛，敷上去试试没有坏的。
And he said, well, it doesn't hurt, right? Just apply it. It's not going to hurt you.
后来我看他傻得很可爱。
Even though I did not agree with him, but he was just in my eyes so cute.
所以，哎呀，妹妹起来就敷在我整个乳房身上面。
So I allow him to apply those paste, fig paste on my chest.
Yeah. 然后真的很奇妙。
And marvelously.
And 我先生就说，你敷了什么药，你就要感恩。你要感恩赞美。
Now what you need to do is to give him praise and give him thanks.
哎呀，我去看医生都不用这样，付了钱就走。
When I see a doctor in this world, I just pay for the visit. I don't have to do anything to please the doctor.
我就觉得很有压力。
And I feel there's a pressure.
因为一敷上去我就要感恩赞美。
Every time I apply the medicine on me, I need to give God praises.
可是我因为我每天晚上都这样痛醒，让他不能睡觉，我自己开始觉得很亏欠他。
And every night because I was in pain and I could not sleep in the same time, I will accidentally wake him up. So I feel very sorry.
所以我勉为其难就按照他的意思就去做。
Therefore, reluctantly, I obey his request.
真的很奇妙。
And marvelously,
我敷了上去。
After I applied the fig paste,
第二天晚上
and the second night,
出汗发热没有了。
All the symptoms of about the heat flashes were gone.
我十月份检查出来，十一月中的时候，我已经东岸是开冷气的地方。
in mid-October when I was diagnosed to have these tumor cancers,
我还要开电风扇吹着我家.
In the East Coast was very cold. People turned on heat already, but I need to have fan blowing toward me because I was so hot.
Yeah. 但是我敷了两个晚上就,
and after I applied the paste for two nights,
这样呢,我发热出汗就没有了.
All my hot flashes were gone.
哇, 我心里马上就感到,
and immediately I realized this is real.
Yeah. And then 我现在又煮水，把这个无花果所有都用了，又煮水又煮，他什么都又让我喝，又让我敷。
My husband now you're applying the face paste on my chest. He cooked everything with the face.
Yeah. And 那时候我也不抗拒了。
And I will not resist anymore.
他就天天都。 用38章来做祷告。
And every day he prayed with me through chapter 38.
让我求神，活人才能赞美你。
Even in my mind, I didn't like what I was doing.
Yeah, 但是真的神让我一点一点感。
But little by little, God proved to me that He was real.
让我知道他是又真又活的神。
And He proved to me that He was the true and living God.
我这样敷在肿瘤上面。
And I applied the thick paste like that.
一个礼拜后，那个肿瘤已经有感觉是缩小。
And I felt the tumor was shrinking after a week.
Then 两个礼拜后，它又缩小。
And then shrink further after 2 weeks.
一级在缩小到离开骨头。
To a point it departed from my bone.
And 我先生说哈利路亚，天天哈利路亚。
My husband prays the Lord every day by saying hallelujah.
哎，你现在是一个活人了。
Now you are a living person.
我那时候呢，我真的感觉到神在我的心中。
And at that time, I really felt His presence in my heart.
但我很惧怕。
But I was so afraid.
为什么？
Why?
因为太真实了。
Because I realized God is real.
我不知道在祷告的时候讲了什么话。
And I didn't know what to say in my prayer.
我第二趟跪下来祷告，我说：“如果你治好我，我就服侍你。”
Because when I prayed the second time, remember, and I promised that God, if you heal me, I will serve you.
我是很 busy 的，跟他交换的。
It's like a trade we have.
但是他真的让我看见这个肿瘤一点一点这样缩小的时候。
And God showed me when the tumor was shrinking.
我就问我先生。So
I asked my husband.
怎么样叫服侍？
What does it mean by serving God?
我先生就说， 看神怎么呼召你。
And my husband says it really depends on what kind of calling he has for you.
你许愿不能不还。
Since you made this wish, you have to fulfill it.
我就更怕。
And then I got even more scared.
所以我就 跟我先生一起祷告的时候，
so I pray with my husband.
我就跟神说，
and I told God,
我现在不懂圣经，
I don't know Bible very well.
我不认识你，
I don't know you very well.
我不知道我怎么做你的工作，
and I don't know how to serve you.
如果你给了我生命，
if you have given me life,
我好了以后，
after I'm healed,
我愿意去读你的书， 你要给时间给我。
And you have to give me time to do that.
我呢， 从小记忆不好。
And
很多条件跟神讲。
You know, I have never been a good student. I don't remember things I study.
如果人家用两年来读。
So, for example, if it takes other people 2 years to finish a degree,
我可能要用10年。
It may take me 10 years.
就让我读完以后，10年以后就服侍你。
So you have to give me at least 10 more years, I can finish this degree, and then I can serve you. you after that.
所以我这样跟神讲，
I was bargaining with God.
我就心里就觉得很平安。
And while I was making such an outrageous request, but I sensed a peace from God.
不然我要我就心中发毛。
Otherwise, I would have this unease feeling in my heart.
Yeah. 这样一个月下来，
after a month,
我的肿瘤一直输到 dismiss.
And my tumor was completely dismissed.
完全摸不到。
I couldn't even find it.
我就去我医生那里。
So I went to the doctor's place.
时间手术的时间也到了。
And it was time for my surgery.
我就去见他。
So I went to see him.
他就以为我坐飞机到中国去动了手术。
He thought I flew to China and had the tumor removed.
但是我那个医生是拜佛的，因为在他的 office 里面就有一个大的偶像在里面。
And then that medical doctor I visited was also an idol worshiper. He has this altar for his Buddha god in his office.
所以我先生就告诉我，你去见到你的 doctor 要跟他做见证。
So my husband reminded me, when you go to this Buddha worshiper doctor, make sure you testify what God has done for you.
以后做完这个见证，你要转到另外一个医生。
And after you finish your testimony, change your doctor.
不要这个医生来再看你。
You don't need a doctor like that to help you.
所以我去到见到这个医生，我就说，哎呀，上帝是又真又活的。他医治了我，拿走我的肿瘤。
So I testified to the doctor, the God is real and living, and He has removed my tumor.
他说，有这样的事吗？
He said, is that real?
你是不是去中国是把或者是去中国把它拿走啊？
Did you remove it through other surgical help?
我说不是。
I said no, I didn't do anything.
我是遇到神了。
But I met with the Lord.
我以前跟你一样拜这个东西。
And I was like you before, I worshipped these idols.
但是现在呢，我转到拜上帝了。
But now I have changed my faith.
我跟你不一样，我跟你不一样了。但是你这个不真。
But the problem is that this guy you're worshipping is not real.
And 你也跟我信上帝。
It's better that you change your faith, come to believing the true God.
但是那个医生很 gentle 的。
And the doctor was very gentle.
他就说啊，有时候是有 miracle 发生。
He said, well, miracles do happen.
但是这些都跟这些东西没关。
But it has nothing to do with which God we believe.
我就跟他说，我要转到另外一个医生去。
I said, you know, I also need to change doctors.
除非你信上帝。
Unless you become a Christian.
他说是谁说的？
He said, whose instruction is that?
我先生说的。
My husband.
我就出卖了我的先生。
So I betrayed my husband by saying that.
对啊，但是从那时候呢，我的心里就很踏实了。
And ever since, I just had this stability in my heart.
因为我先生说，你到哪里都要见证神。
Because my husband asked me to testify for God wherever I go. Yeah.
但是那时候我所有好吃的都没得吃。
And then I could not eat all the good food I used to eat.
我就问神。
So I asked God.
我说如果你要我做你的工作。
If you want me to work for you.
你要有东西给我吃。
You need to provide me proper food.
And,吃了也不要肿瘤回来。
And the food that's healthy, so the tumor will not recover, come back.
这样呢，我才能做一个活人。
So that I can be a living person.
但是神真的很奇妙，就圣灵带我去找到伯利法一个中心。
And God is so wonderful, so He led my way to find an institution in Florida.
就这样。我就知道我能吃什么东西。
Where I learned and I was educated to know what to eat and what not to eat.
然后呢，我就原来神带我去这个中心。
And God brought me to this institution.
让我知道他所创造的食物，万物放在我们身边都能帮助我们健康。
And through the health there, I realized all creation God has love in one way or the other.
到那边我就读了创世纪第一章。
And I studied the first chapter of the book of Genesis there.
每一样每一样去认识神的植物食物有和的种子全在那个时候来认识圣经神放了什么神造了什么来认识神
And we learn in great detail what God has created in all kinds of vegetables and plants
所以从那时候我真的从心里面很感恩
And from that point on I was truly 100% thankful
他就这样把我石头的心拿走。
That's how God removed my stony heart.
And 让我很 appreciate 我的丈夫。
And then I started to learn to appreciate my husband.
And 学会生命里面充满着感恩。
And learn how to live a life that's filled with thankfulness.
让我知道神所创造万物他是给我们御用饮食来养活我们让我们来荣耀他
And he surely has through his creation provide what we need on a daily basis so that we can glorify him
所以我从那时候真是重生得救
And I was truly reborn from that point
神拿走我石头的心换给我一个喜乐的心
He replaced my stony heart with a joyful heart
感谢神
I thank God for that
Yeah 以后有时间再跟你们分享
When we have more time I'll be happy to share with you more
我就这样得到一个喜乐的心
This is how I obtained this joyful heart
神不光把我身上的毒瘤去掉
Not only he removed the tumor that's in me
把我石头的心也拿走
He replaced my stony heart
重新放进去给我的是一个喜乐的心
With a joyful heart
也给了我良药
And also he has given me the best medicine
所以我在见你在弟兄姐妹面前我是把荣耀归给神
And I want to give God all the glory
我能站在你们面前是一个完全的活人
And because I'm a perfect living person
yeah, 把一切颂赞荣耀都归给我们至高的神
We give all the glory and honor thank you for your And I wish she can continue to share with us.
我跟柏林啊，好几次的搭配啊，在很多的地方啊，听过她的见证。
And I have heard her testimony elsewhere.
那每一次听呢，我都觉得很感动。
And every time when I heard, I was very touched.
那后面没讲完的，我只要补充一分钟。
And I would just use 1 minute to supplement what she had said.
所以改变她以后呢，她特别到大陆有很大的成功。
And after God changed her, she went to mainland China and became a pastor.
特别到大陆很多乡下的地方呢，没有医生的地方。
She would go to suburban areas where there's no medical doctors available.
帮助那些传道人没有钱看医生的传道人。
Help those ministers and pastors who could not afford a medical treatment.
完全福利的来照顾他们。
She really
用神的职务来照顾他们。
Provide them counsel and help through the word of God and materials.
他所用的钱他已经赚到了钱。
And she used all the money she made.
真是特别感谢。
And this is the word of God.
Okay,
and we give God all the glory.
所以说我就想到说约翰福音十三节。
And her testimony brought me to John 10:10.
这里告诉我说我来了是要让你们得生命。
Jesus says, I've come to give you life.
并且得的更丰盛。
And give you abundantly.
好吧，我后面还有个十分钟的时间。
Jesus, we can see the true God.
因为只有他真正的把他的从古时候他所告诉我们他的爱从在基督在耶稣基督身上他怎么活现出来。
And through Jesus Christ, the love of the Father was poured out and manifested through the generation.
他把他真正对我们关心，真正对我们体贴的，真的在耶稣基督身上让我们看到。
In His purpose and His love was seen through Jesus Christ.
所以我们才能看到说，这位神是真的。
So we know that He is the true and living God who can heal. He is the God who died on the cross for us. Because His death, you and I can live now. So that we can come to God without fear now. And ask for His help. And ask Him for His guidance. And He will be our timely help in the time of need.
这边我想请问一下，有几个还没有信主的？
Anybody here who has not accepted Jesus Christ? Can you raise your hand? Can we get to know you?
不要紧张，我们还没有呼召，好吗？现在举手不算。请告诉我有几位还没有信主的。
Who has not believed in the Lord? Would you please?
我需要你信主，就是我等下需要你帮助我一件事情。
Because I need your help later on.
可以让我再知道一下。
Can I see how many people who have not yet known the Jesus?
在座的很多是基督徒。And
a lot of Christians sitting down here then.
因为时间关系呢，我请大家回答几个问题。And
I'd just like to pose a few questions.
那让这位还没有认识神的人。So
this friend who does not know Jesus yet.
让我们信仰是什么？Can
have a better idea about our faith.
Okay. 我们传福音，我们福音的中心是什么
？What is the?
请举手告诉我。
What's the center of gospel? Jesus Christ.
所以说，刚刚您介绍过，在耶稣，因为这耶稣基督，使我们能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
Because of Jesus Christ, we can now come to God without fear.
但是，我们怎么接受他？
How do we obtain this Jesus?
我们怎么算才算是接受这个耶稣基督这个方法？
What do we need to do so that we can have Jesus?
我简单讲一句话，就是因信称义。And
through faith.
用我们的语言来讲。In
our own words, simply put, is to by faith we can be justified.
什么叫称义呢
？What is being to be justified?
所谓称义呢，就是不管你是怎么样。Which
means doesn't matter what kind of condition you are in.
不管现在怎么样情况当中。Doesn't
matter what kind of condition you are in right now.
不管你是不是完美无缺的。
Whether you are faultless or perfect.
就要像一个父亲。
Just from a father's heart.
对，在外面玩的很脏的孩子跑回家来一样。
And his child running home with a lot of dirt on his shirt.
他会抱着孩子亲他。
The father is still willing to embrace the child and even kiss him and welcome him home.
所谓的称义接受耶稣基督就是个关系的产生。
And once we believe in Jesus, a relationship with God is started.
这个关系就像父亲爱孩子一样，不管这孩子多脏，我们就是会拥抱他亲。
And that relationship, just like a father, the relationship of a father and a son, no matter how filthy we may be, father is willing to embrace us.
因为这个关系，所以看待我们的关系都在我们身上。And
because of that, we can have a relationship with God.
我相信我要证有没有神是非常简单的。It's
very easy to prove if there is God.
但是我最困难的一件事情是要告诉各位这个神怎么看我们。And
it is harder to find out how He looks at us.
我相信很多人不接受神，是因为他不知道这个神跟我们自己有什么关系。
A lot of time we don't know God, do not accept God because we have no idea how He look at us.
但我们要能够知道说神跟我们愿意发生关系的时候
，If we know that He is more than willing to have a relationship with us，
我相信每个人
，And I believe almost everyone，
就会快跑到神面前。Will
be willing and running toward God，
因为神是用父亲的心来看待我们。
Because God has seen us through the heart of a father. And He wants to welcome us just like a father's embrace.
所以呢，在这样的情况下，我们就能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。Therefore,
you and I can come to God without fear.
所以耶稣来，他告诉我们他做了唯一的一件事情。And
one thing that Jesus has done.
就是在哥林多后书。
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9. then because he cannot find fault in love through Jesus Christ, then we are what we have become. We become good people, righteous people, bad people. And God says eternal life belongs to the righteous man.
不管你是个好人，不管你的道德多高，
doesn't matter what kind of moral standard you uphold,
你必须成为义人，你才能得到永生。
You have to become a righteous man before God so that you can have eternal life.
不管你以前所做多糟的事情，
you may have done something very wrong in the past.
当你成为义人的时候，你也一样能得到永生。
Once you're justified by faith, God says you can have eternal life.
什么叫永生呢？
What is the eternal life?
就从现在开始，你就有丰富的生命。
It's from this point and on, you can enjoy an abundant life.
不管在你工作上，在事业上，在人际关系上，只要翻转你的生命。
In every aspect of your living, in career, in work, at home, in personal relationship, God can change it.
更加的包括来世。
And also the life to come.
就是所有宗教上没有办法 cover 的事情。
And this is the faith that covers all, not like the other religions.
最后呢，我念个圣经的，各位听一听看，这样子的一个神要跟你发生关系。
And lastly, I just want to share with you a passage. This is the word of God, so you can know what kind of God we are looking at right now.
好吧，我把眼睛闭起来，我不要看。
Can we close our eyes?
听我慢慢读给你听。
And let me read to you gradually, slowly.
这样的神，我们是怎么样？
And so we can know what kind of God we have. It's in Psalms 103. This is the kind of God who is willing to forgive all your sins. And He will heal all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. And crowns you with the love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all oppressed. And that the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As the Father has compassion on His children, as the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. And His loving kindness belongs to those who fear Him. From everlasting to everlasting. My dear friends, this is the kind of God we have.
那么真实的人家跟你发生关系的话，你愿意接受，你跟他有关系的话，我们请你把手举起来。
Then if you're willing to have a relationship with this kind of God, raise your hand.
感谢。We
thank the Lord.
这样的神，我们不要放弃他。当我们知道神是怎么样的神的时候，我们真的会快跑向。
Once we realize what a great God He is, we will run toward Him.
今天耶稣的关系，我们已经到很晚了。但是又特别告诉你，愿意相信这个神。
If you like to believe in this wonderful God, raise your hand. Thank the Lord. Let us bow our head and pray together. God, we thank you. Through prophets in the ancient days, you have made it clear to us many important things. And in this end days, you also show us through Jesus Christ. Your beloved Son, you have shown us all your love.
你把你儿子挂在木头上面。
And you let your son hang on the cross.
流出到血到最后一滴。
Who shed his blood all the way.
主啊，真的，你的爱是太伟大。
Lord, this is such a great love.
我们是怎样的人不配享受这样的爱。
And we are not worthy to enjoy such kind of love.
但是感谢神。
But we thank you, God.
定义爱我们,
because you have determined to love us
从创世到末了,
from the beginning to the end of the world.
做得感谢你,
we thank you for that.
我把我们一生交在你手上,
and we trust our life in your hand.
祝福我们今天的聚会,
and bless the meeting this morning.
也祝福我们今天所听到的信息,
and bless the message we have heard.
感谢你,
thank you, Jesus.
来到我们耶稣基督,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.